Blog Talk Radio.
Oh my God.
Way down among Brazilians, coffee beans grow by the billions, so they've got to find those extra cups to fill. They've got an awful lot of coffee in Brazil. You can't get cherry soda, 'cause they've got to fill that quota, and the way things are, I'll bet they never will. They've got a zillion tons of coffee in Brazil. No tea or tomato juice, you'll see. No potato juice, 'cause the planners down in Santa's all say no, no, no. The politician's daughter was accused of drinking water and was fined the great big $50 bill. They've got an awful lot of coffee in Brazil. Like a percolator, her perfume was made right on the grill. Why, they could percolate the ocean in Brazil. And when their ham and eggs need savor, coffee ketchup gives them flavor. Coffee pickles way outsell the dill. Why, they put coffee in the coffee in Brazil. No tea, no tomato juice, you'll see. No potato juice. The planters down in Santa's all say no, no, no. So you'll add to the local color, serving coffee with a crawler. Dunkin' doesn't take a lot of skill. They've got an awful lot of coffee, an awful lot of coffee. Man, they got a gang of coffee in Brazil.
Welcome, everybody. This is Jory and the Coffee Psychic right here at Your Psychic Connection at Blog Talk Radio. So tonight we have a wonderful, wonderful guest. Dave Gunning is on the line, and we know that Dave joins us every last Thursday of the month. Now, once again, something strange has happened. Dave, I just don't know. I've got to pop you on here real quick. Are you there, Dave?
Yes, I am. Here I am.
All right. I've got to tell you, I don't know what's in the air. I ended up, now every week I get to create my show, and I put it up here for people to see it, and I put it on Facebook, and I literally went to join in to get into the studio, and suddenly my advertisement for the show was gone. And I was like, oh, no.
Really? Huh.
So, yeah. And I'm like, oh, no. So,
oh, boy.
We are good here. I know.
Yeah.
So I just want to let everyone know, you know, well, it's weird, right?
Yeah, that's a first, isn't it?
Actually, I think it's a second.
A second, okay. But it's not too, that doesn't happen
time.
Too often. Yeah.
No, but I'll tell you what, quite honestly, I have been looking around. I did want to send a very special blessing for a young man that died this week, this last week, as a matter of fact, that's very close to our family, called me Grandma, sending out much love to John's family and all of us that are going to miss him as we love him dearly. So I want to say that ahead of time. Yeah, it's kind of weird because I don't think it's John that I'm seeing in the house right now. I have been seeing this dead guy around my house, Dave, right now like crazy.
Hmm.
And, you know, everywhere I look. Now, when we went to the services the other night, quite honestly, John was there. John was at the funeral home. I saw him a couple of times. I heard him a couple of times. And, of course, I passed the messages along where they needed to be passed. But when I was turning in several different directions, there were people walking up to me, but they had John's face on them. So that was kind of cool that he was showing himself at his own services that night. That was kind of cool.
Yeah.
So, yeah, I just wanted to say that. So what's going to happen is we're going to go into our discussion, and now everyone knows this is a live call-in show. I have to say I have no idea how this did not get created up here. So we will just wait for some callers to call in. And
okay.
But Dave, how about we just start talking about Pluto going into Aquarius?
Yes, that is a very major movement in astrology, and we're talking worldwide, not just in a certain part of the country or the world. It's happening for the entire world. So Pluto actually went into Aquarius on January 22nd of this year,
Zero
degrees of Aquarius, and it's been going through, as people should know, that Pluto is the most distant planet in our solar system, and in astrology, that means it's going to be moving very, very slowly through the zodiac.
Okay.
So then it did go retrograde in May, I believe it was, and starts going back down toward the sign that it's just came out of, and that's Capricorn. And it actually goes back into Capricorn on September 3rd. So right now, as we're speaking, it's in Aquarius, but it's going to go back into Capricorn on September 3rd, but then it goes direct in Capricorn on October 11th, and then back into Aquarius on November 20th of this year, and it'll stay there for a very, very long time. I didn't go into how far or how long it's going to be there, but it's going to be there for many years. Because, like, for instance, when Pluto went into Capricorn, it was there for about 20 years, thereabouts. And so it's going to be a long, long time for Pluto going through Aquarius. So the main signs that are going to be experiencing this firsthand are Aquarians. So Aquarians around the world, you, me. And and it also will affect, to a great extent, Leos too, because that's the opposite sign of Aquarius. And to a lesser extent, but still very strong, Scorpios and Tauruses, because those are the two signs that are squaring Aquarius and Leo. It's a fixed cross, in other words, in fixed signs. But the main two signs that are going to be affected by this is first and foremost Aquarius and then Leo, and it's almost affecting Leos as much as Aquarians. So if you have people who have planets, if they know their chart and if they have any planets in Aquarius or Leo, or angles in those two signs.
And what are angles?
The angles are, in astrology, the four cardinal points, which basically are the first, fourth, seventh, and tenth house. And those houses are, when you have planets there, they tend to be more visible, more action-oriented. So whenever a planet is in those four houses, especially near the angle, those planets tend to be very visible in a person's chart. And I'm just referring now to personal charts, people's charts, but that's what astrologers mainly do, is look at the charts of individuals. But so Aquarius, I guess you could say that with Pluto going into these two signs, it's kind of empowering in a way, but it's empowering in very subtle ways. Pluto is about transformation, but long-term, slow transformation. And it really goes deep into our, it reaches deep into our subconscious and pulls things out. So that was happening for the past 20 years with Capricorn and its opposite sign of Cancer. So it takes, now that it's going into Aquarius and Leo, which are very extroverted signs, by the way, it's going to be, it's going to be pulling up some things that are going to make Aquarians and Leos maybe a little bit more quiet and in-depth, because those are two very extroverted signs, Leo and Aquarius. And with Pluto going through Aquarius and opposing planets in Leo and conjuncting planets in Aquarius, it's going to affect people in a very deep manner, very deep, very subtle, but very deep. Pluto has everything to do with the subconscious and the unconscious, and transformation is a big word. But control and controlling are two major issues of Pluto as well. The difference being that if you have nice aspects to Pluto, in other words, if you have planets that are making nice aspects to your Pluto, you tend to, and this is in your natal chart now I'm talking about, the person tends to be more in control of that area of their life. But if they're making hard aspects, if individual planets especially, like the Sun, Moon, Mercury, Venus, and Mars, if they're making squares to a person's Pluto, the person can tend to be a little bit more controlling of others, whereas people in control of themselves and their ego, which is the planets making like trines and sextiles to Pluto, which are the more positive aspects, because the person exudes a kind of control over their different areas of their being, like they're maybe more in control of their emotions, which is the Moon, more in control of their actions, which is Mars, more in control of their Mercury, which is the mind, and so on, people will come to those people and look to that Pluto-Mercury, Pluto-Moon, Pluto-Sun person with the trines. They will look up to them and want a kind of a leadership from those people, because Pluto has a lot to do with leadership skills and being in control of the ego. And Pluto also has to do with being a part of major groups of people. So people who have strong Pluto aspects, trines and sextiles, can be presidents or managers or you name it, anybody who's in a very major position of power, those people would be very looked up to with great respect, and the person themselves has a lot of control over their own life, and they are respected, and people go to them for advice. Now, Pluto has a lot to do with, well, first of all, it rules Scorpio, and so people who have Pluto and Scorpio, which were people born in the late 80s, I think, that's Pluto in their in its ruling sign. So if you have Pluto in Leo, I'm sorry, Pluto in Scorpio, you tend to be much more comfortable with that position than any others, because it's in its ruling sign, and that tends to be the most powerful of all things to be happening in your chart if you have planets in their own sign that they rule. And Pluto in Scorpio is a strong rulership. So people with
who
Pluto,
do we have? Who are some of the strong people, Dave? Who are some of the famous strong people that have that in their charts that you know?
Off the top of my head, I couldn't tell you. I don't know. But I'd have to look it up. But anyways, I would think that people who have strong Pluto aspects would make good counselors, because or good hypnotists, okay, and maybe people who have strong telepathic or clairvoyant aptitude, because Pluto rules those things. It rules telepathy and clairvoyance and psychic phenomena like that. And so there are also people that would be good at getting deep into the other person's subconscious, like with hypnosis, that kind of thing. So what are we going to
expect?
That's
both you and I. Both you and I from the past.
Well, true. Exactly. I don't. Neither of us have Pluto and Scorpio, but we have strong Plutos in our chart. I know I do. I think you do, too. And I don't have the picture of your chart in my head, but I thought I have some of it in my head, but not all of it, which is interesting because
I just found my chart.
Yeah, because, you know, after doing this for many years, I'll forget people's names, but I won't forget their chart, or at least part of it.
Wow.
So because I'm really into that connection between people and what's going on in their chart. So people with strong Plutos, it can be a mixed bag. I mean, like any planet, every planet has its strengths and its challenges. So I would think that people who have let's say they have a strong Pluto in their chart and it's making nice trines to their Jupiter or their Sun, they would probably be good at being managers, CEOs, that kind of thing, heads of big countries or big companies and so on and so forth. But they also might make very good individual counselors, like psychologists and psychiatrists. And even, as I mentioned before, hypnotherapists. They are really very, very psychic people. Pluto is a very psychic planet. In fact, the three most outer planets, Uranus, Neptune, and Pluto, have a lot to do with psychic ability and metaphysical gifts. I could go on and on talking about Pluto, but I think I've hit on the main points about Pluto.
So, well, you know, we were talking about Pluto going into Aquarius.
Yep.
So even tonight with this thing that happened, how my show didn't get put on the site right away. Is that going to be some of the stuff we're going to be dealing with? Because my understanding is, as we've talked about this, that Pluto going into Aquarius is going to be lasting for a while. But is it going to impact every sign differently? Like you said, it's going to impact the Aquarians, maybe for a 20-year period. But what about all the other signs? Because this seems to be like a long-lasting impact for many of us.
Yes, and Pluto will affect, it all depends on what degree it's in. You know, because it goes from 0 degrees all the way up to 29 degrees, and then it goes 29 to 0 degrees of the next sign, which will be Pisces. Yes, Pluto will affect, at some point, every planet in a person's chart, affecting some planets more than others. When it's in Aquarius, if you have planets in Aquarius or Leo, it's going to be conjuncting and opposing, and that's the most intense aspect. Intensity is another good word to describe Pluto's nature. As I mentioned before, if you have planets in Scorpio or Taurus, it would affect those planets as well. But Pluto, if you have planets, for instance, in air signs like Gemini and Libra, Pluto going into Aquarius is also an air sign. So Pluto would be trining planets that you have in, say, Gemini and Libra. So, and that's good. That's a very strong trine. And that's the best aspects you can have, trines. Everything goes well. The person doesn't resist the energy. It's a nice blending of the planetary energies that are involved. Both planets, one being in Pluto being in Aquarius, and say Jupiter or Saturn in Gemini or Libra in the person's natal chart, and it makes a trine at some point, sooner or later, depending on what degrees they're in. That's very, very good. But if you have, say, planets in, I mentioned this before with Scorpio and Taurus,
your Pluto in Aquarius is going to be squaring those planets
mm-hmm.
and opposing any planets in Leo. So those tend to be more challenging. Not necessarily bad, but challenging. Okay?
Yeah.
And then there's other aspects I could go into, but I'm not going to go into all the aspects. Some of them are major, some of them are minor. But it all depends on what signs your planets are in and how those signs relate to Aquarius will determine how Pluto will affect those planets. But it is a very, very small planet, but very powerful.
Mm-hmm.
And it moves
mm-hmm.
very slow.
Mm-hmm.
And, you know, it's been called a planet. It's been called a dwarf planet. It's been called an asteroid. I don't care what you call it. It still has essentially the same effect in the chart.
Yes.
I'm reminded of the line in Romeo and Juliet where Juliet says, "A rose by any other name still smells as sweet," you know. And it's the same with Pluto.
Yes.
No matter what you call it, a dwarf planet or a asteroid, it's still going to have the same powerful, intense, transforming, controlling or in control kind of energy that people are going to have to confront at some point, sooner or later.
Yeah. You know, what I want to remind our listeners about tonight, too, is we do have some people that are calling up just waiting to speak with you, is that, you know, Dave, when Dave does the show every last Thursday of the month, Dave always asks for your birthday, so we ask for your name, where do you live, because a lot of people call in from all over the country and some from out of the country. And so we just ask for your first name, where are you calling from? And then also, because Dave is the astrologer, he's going to be doing a little bit with your sun sign, not an entire chart, of course, as you all know that.
Yes.
And Dave is available to do an entire chart, and Dave does so many different charts. I love the, astrocartography, where
mm-hmm.
if you guys want to move to the best place on the planet, Dave can do a chart for that. He can do a chart for your business. Dave can do a chart for, you know, when you're getting married. There are so many different types of charts that Dave can do for you. So, Dave, let's just get your information out right now. How can people contact you?
Just email me at astrogunning, astrogunning, at gmail.com. That's the fastest way. You live in Indiana, I live in Illinois. But if somebody wants a reading and they live, say, in Arizona, we can always do the reading on Zoom, or we can do it over the phone, however, whatever kind of equipment you have.
Mm-hmm.
And all I need is your birth information in an email, and then I can set up your chart, and we can set a date to do the reading on Zoom, let's say. And first-time
mm-hmm.
reading usually takes about an hour and a half because there's so much to go over in a first-time reading. But I try to be very thorough.
So much.
Go over everything. And then I look at – that's the first part. I look at the first part of the reading. I look at the person's natal birth chart, and I talk about their strengths, and I talk about their challenges. I talk about every area of importance, you know, love, money, finance, career, relationships, family, health, and much more. And then
mm-hmm.
when I go into the second part of the reading, I talk about what planetary cycles you're going to be affected by, what planets are really affecting your chart this year, and how it may go and when it peaks and all that, the cycles.
Mm-hmm.
And I don't make predictions as such. I talk about possibilities that, because every planet over, every transiting planet making an aspect to your natal chart has probably a number of different possibilities. It depends on what level the person is basically working out of. So I talk about possibilities,
mm-hmm.
and I try to, I don't make predictions, but I talk about how those transits and progressions to your natal chart, how they may be affecting you internally, like emotionally or
mm-hmm.
mentally or egoically or love-wise, internal love and moon desires and all that. So the inner faster-moving planets, Sun, Moon, Mercury, Venus, and Mars, talks about our personal being. And if these mm-hmm. outer planets like Pluto, for instance, is making an aspect to one of those planets in a personal planet, say, like the moon or the sun, that will affect you emotionally, or the sun, it will affect your willpower. So I can tell you how you will be affected, internally speaking, but what mm-hmm. you actually do with that energy is up to the person, because everybody has free will. Your free will is still more powerful than anything in astrology. But astrology does have an influence in your life.
Mm-hmm.
And I can't even imagine anybody not wanting to have a chart done, because it really is kind of like a game plan for your life.
Well, Dave,
I'm
going to tell you,
about
and
that.
I said this, I most certainly do. You and I have been friends for probably over 30 years, and we did study hypnosis together, and you went more in depth in your astrology. I went more in depth into the psychic field, trans-channeling, and again, I remember not just recently, but one time, such a long time ago, you had said one time, whatever you do, Joanne, do not leave the country. If you do, something really bad could happen. And not just really bad, but like death, like really bad. And I was like, okay. And suddenly somebody asked me to leave the country. And this was a really great potential date. And I said, you know what? I got to turn you down. And I am so not going to do it. And then another time you had done a chart for me and you said, holy mackerel, just, hang on to your chair, because you're going to be going for a really tough ride this year. When you said that to me, I literally took it so seriously that I did everything in my power to, pump up my business, do psychological, training, classes, stuff like this. And another astrologer said to me after that year had passed, they said, you have had such an amazing year. How did you possibly get through it like you did? And I said, because Dave forewarned me about the possibilities that were, in front of me. And so I took action. So to be proactive is so important.
Yeah,
and even this last time, no doubt about it, this last probably two or three shows ago, I finally shared with our listeners. Now, you weren't on, but I finally shared with our listeners about what you'd shared with me. And, it was about slightly over a year and a half ago, you and I had been talking about what we were facing as Aquarians. You know, your wife, Donna, had died. It was really a horrible time for you. Mm-hmm. And you had said, looking at your chart, Joanne, somewhere after your birthday, you said everything's going so great for you right now, which it was, but you said somewhere after your birthday, man, the ground stuff's going to hit the fan. Of course, you use different terms. And you're like, your world's going to get rocked. And it did. I mean, and I did tell, I finally told the listeners, I felt comfortable saying, look, I'm ready to talk about it now. And I had somebody break into my home, start my house on fire, burn my house down. I lost several of my pets. And you and I slightly referenced just little bits of it. But it was funny because even my spirit guides, when I was speaking with them, they had said, we're really sorry to tell you, but it's not over yet. And, when you have a great relationship with your spirit guides and angels, that's like the industry that I'm in that I teach people about. It was like they were holding my hand, and they said, there's so much more that's going to come. And really since then, we've had, even as of this last week, 7 people that have died since my house fire.
Wow.
And they were very close family and friends. And it was like, so it's a very transitionary period that I had gone through. But none of us, we're not going to escape some of these things that are going to happen in life, because this is life, guys. This is what happens in life. We go through the ups and the downs. But to have, to have a chart done from Dave can give you the heads up. I'm doing a reading with you. I'm going to give you a heads up of what's potential possibilities you might be facing. But then to be forewarned is to be forearmed. So it empowers you to really look at, it's like, hey, Dave said something's going to happen. You know, Jorian said something's going to happen. How are you going to be about it? That's what I want to say, Dave. That's what I want to say. And I thank you for your information. Yep.
Well, you're welcome. I appreciate that. You know, I basically, when I see a difficult planetary transit going over some area of a person's chart, I never say to them, do this or don't do that. I don't give advice like that. I just basically say, well, you're coming into a difficult Pluto, let's say, and it's probably, I'm not saying don't do this or don't do that, because I never tell people what to do. I just give them a kind of a look ahead and say, well, this I think maybe in August and November, this could be a struggle. And, you know, it depends on the person. Some people who are very strong, and there are a lot of strong people out there, they see a struggle that's coming up. Let's say it's a Pluto square, Saturn opposition or whatever, and even though they go through the difficult time, they see it as a stepping stone to success. So some of these challenges can make a person stronger, you know.
Totally.
But specifics, I don't talk about specifics because I don't know that. I'm not that psychic to be specific. And by the way, I just talk about more of an overall range of possibilities instead of getting into too many details. But it's really what the thing that astrologers and people who are interested in metaphysics, what they should realize.
Oops, you're breaking up a little bit there, Dave.
No, I was just going to say that the thing that astrologers and psychics probably need to realize is that, especially psychics, is that it's very important to be intuitive in your readings, because I would say a good astrologer, and I consider myself a good astrologer, but I don't consider myself a master by any means. I have a long way to go for that. But for instance, if a person knows astrology very well and they're doing readings for people, they also should keep in mind, and many astrologers do, to become more intuitive. And people will ask me, well, how do you do that? And basically it's two things. You just keep doing chart after chart after chart, because it's all about, you know, like if you're riding a bicycle, the more you ride the bicycle, the better you get at riding a bicycle. So the more charts you do, and it doesn't necessarily have to be charts that you're going to do a reading for. It could be somebody in the news, famous, and you're looking at their chart and getting together with other people, which we do in our – I formed a group here, and we meet once a month, and we look at charts, chart after chart. But the other thing that's very important is meditation, because meditation and getting into that still, quiet space, that silent space within you, is very, very important to center yourself before – I do it right before the person comes, before the reading. And I do it on a regular basis anyways, every day. And you want to try to reach a sort of a silent space. Being a good astrologer, a very intuitive psychic astrologer, whatever terms you want to use, is basically in alignment with spiritual growth. They go hand in hand. I mean, they're pretty much one and the same thing. So it's not just how much astrology you know, but how intuitive you are. And that comes with, in my opinion, just doing reading after reading and practicing meditation every day.
Yes.
Or self-hypnosis.
And that's really opening up to the universe. That's opening up not to our ego state, but that's opening up to universal consciousness, so you can hear and listen and see what the spirits are also telling. Hey, Dave, I do have to tell you, we've got some wonderful listeners that have been sitting here waiting to talk to you. Are you ready to take a call?
Let's do it.
All right. Let's do this. All right, callers, so remember, we're looking for your first name, where you're calling from, and then your birthday. Hi, caller, who is this, and where are you calling from?
Hello?
Hello?
Hi.
Hi, it's Kathy from Albany, New York.
Hey,
I'm
welcome,
sorry, from,
Kathy.
Kathy, where did you say you're from?
Kathy from Albany, New York.
Albany, New York, okay.
Yes, ma'am.
Yep, okay.
Kathy,
so
what
your
is
birthday?
Your birthday?
May 2nd.
So a 12-degree Taurus, okay. And what is your question?
Well, we've talked before. Really, just a, I guess, general, like, health.
Okay. Okay. I'm looking at, we're very much now getting near July,
mm-hmm.
so the planets don't change that much from the end of June here till July, so I'm looking at July 1st. Let me just, you're a 12-degree Taurus. Did you, excuse me, looking at Mars, did you have a, like around the, what's the date today, by the way? Is it the?
I think it's the
27th. Yeah. Are you going to, do you have a lot of energy going on right now? Because you got Mars going over your sun sign. Are you like,
energy.
Yeah, like a lot of energy, exuberance, excitement, don't know what to do with the energy. It's a lot. It's exciting. It's good. Is that going on with you right now or not?
As in myself energy?
Yes.
As in...
Yes, in yourself, right at this moment, because Mars is at 12 degrees Taurus, and you're 12.
I believe
my
energy is more low, but I do have psychic energy, as in there's more energy around me.
Okay.
Nice.
Because you got
nice.
Yeah, you got a nice. That by the way, that Mars over your sun, which peaks. Let's see. Well, Thursday, Friday. That's today and tomorrow. You're right. It's right there. Mars is
mm-hmm.
right on your sun. And that's empowering. It gives your willpower might be stronger, more confident in yourself. Is that kind of what you're feeling right now?
Maybe. The last time we spoke,
mm-hmm.
I was having more of finding a job.
Okay.
Which I did finally find after, I'm going to say maybe it's been a year since we spoke. So I did just recently start a job, which I think I got the job that Jury Ann said I would get. It's kind of a strange job, but I did. And I think that's why the energy is around, which people would probably say it's a crazy job, but yeah, it's there's lots of energy around me.
What's
the
job?
You never know what's going to come your way, Kathy, with that.
Yeah, and Jurianne's going to be like, yeah, I'm very surprised. So I work for a funeral home.
Oh, a funeral home. Okay, wow.
Yay! Oh, my God, that's so great. I just want to ask,
yeah.
I just have to ask you these questions, Kathy. Are you seeing
mm-hmm.
things out of the corner of your eye? Go to look and no one's there, wink, wink, but we know they are?
Yep. And
yes,
sometimes I feel like the energy comes home with me because I've talked with Jury Ann for probably the last maybe 10 years, like I've called in. So I have, since my dad's passed the last 6 years too, is I think I have the psychic abilities. I just don't know really how to use them.
Yeah.
And since my dad's passed, I've learned how to use them. My dad kind of brought them to me, but I'm still learning.
Yeah.
And now that I work for a funeral home, which I think my dad brought me there, is now.
Beautiful.
And Jurianne said, you're going to help people. And I think this
mm-hmm.
was where I was supposed to be.
Okay.
And it's,
do you like the job? Do you like the job?
I think this is what brought me peace.
Oh. Okay.
Yeah.
It's
good.
Beautiful.
What you need.
But yeah.
What you need
this
for
is,
this time?
This is the first time in my entire life that I know it's the saddest part for some people that come in, but this is the first time I've had peace in my life because literally the people, I think, come to me to know that their family is. So, yeah, this is the first time I've had peace in my life. So, yeah, I enjoy. I only go to work two times a week, but the first time. And Jorianne said, you're going to help people. And I just recently started. But this, and the lady asked me, which of course she doesn't know that I have the ability, because she's like, why did you come to this job? And in my head, I wanted to tell her, because this is what I'm supposed to do. But deep down inside, it's literally, I set up funerals and I bring flowers in, and I am there during wakes and open caskets, and literally, I love it. And I'm just like,
exciting.
Yeah. And you have to have that ability to do that. But I'm like, literally my dad tells me this is what you're supposed to do. So I'm just like, wow.
Well, looking at the ephemeris here, I would say that I don't see a whole lot of, other than the Mars over your sun right now, I don't see the other planets making any aspects, but we're just looking at the sun sign. You know, the rest of the chart, there's so much more. I would be very curious to know what's going on with the rest of the planets in your chart, because there's got to be something going on with what you're going through. So,
well, it's crazy. I turned the job down, and the lady called me and asked me why.
Really?
Wow.
They wanted you there.
I didn't think I was qualified for it. And I was like, no, I can't do it. And my sister's like, why? And I'm like, no, I'm just not going to do it. I was working for another job. And I'm like, I'm just fine. It's nothing. I don't have to do anything. And then the lady literally called me back and was like, you know, you need to come. Like, you have to work for me. And I'm like, all right, I'll try it. So I literally shadowed her. I shadowed her for 3 days. And she's like, trust me, let's just try it for 90 days. So we're doing it for a 3-month trial. And so she's like, and it's been working out. So I'm just like.
Well, that's good. But let me ask you this. And I hope this works out going down the road in the future for you. But what would you say is your dream job?
My dream job was probably to be like a massage therapist or a chiropractor.
Okay.
But, a drunk driver hit me when I was 16, so I can't, like, I am in a lot of pain. Like, even with this job, it's like, that's why I only work 2 days a week, and I have, like, MS. So I am in a lot of pain and stuff.
Oh, boy.
And my dad had MS prior, so he was bedridden. So I have a lot of issues. So, like, even, like, today, I only work 2 days. And, like, the entire day, I need one full day, even sometimes more, just to recover, to, like, work.
Yeah.
So I am disabled, so that's why I only work part-time.
Are you on disability then?
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, so I've been on disability since 2007, yeah.
Okay, so is that when the accident was, in 2007?
No, my accident was in 91.
Oh, wow.
I was 16 at the time.
Oh, so you've been in pain for a pretty long time.
Yeah, the older I got. Yeah.
Oh, boy. Sorry to hear that.
In 2007 was when I found out I had MS.
Oh, God. Okay, well, Kathy, I'm going to be praying for you. I'm glad for your job.
I
just want to add one thing.
Go ahead.
Kathy, look at you. Look at you go, girlfriend. Because you have all of the stuff that you've encountered, and you're not letting it stop you from living.
Yeah.
I don't think I do.
You are alive.
Because my dad lives with it, and he always made, you know, so that's why. But it's still a struggle, you know.
Sure.
So,
yeah.
And then when you see people that have it too, but, you know, it's also a closed-in, like, behind closed doors. Like, a lot of my family see how it is, but, like, a lot of people outside don't see. So, like, you know, my employer doesn't know how bad it is. but I know that how bad it is. So sometimes, yeah.
I commend you, Jorianne.
Jorianne and I will put you on like a prayer list, praying for your recovery, because that is so important. There are so many people around the world at this time who are in dire need of healing.
So I'm
praying for you, my dear.
Thank you. Believe me. And look at Dr. Joseph Dispenza, Dr. Joseph Dispenza on YouTube, because there's something he encountered also. And, you know, it's funny how we don't know what our karma is. We don't know what we're supposed to be going through, you know. And it's interesting to see, even if we want to just visualize that our body is complete and whole and healed, you know, sometimes our body says, wait, what? And then your body starts doing strange things because it recreates itself every 7 years. I just tell people, you know, consider playing around with stuff like the meditations. And sometimes
I
just love the fact that you're working right on. I love that you're working with the dead people, Kathy. It gives me goosebumps when I think that you're working with these lovely dead people. And if they get stuck, you can also learn how to be an exorcist and cross them over into the light. Oh, my God, there's so much more for you to do.
Yeah, I know. I love it.
Okay.
Good luck going forward.
Listen, when I found out, I literally thought of you. I'm like, oh, she was right.
Wow.
Perfect. Well, it's great chatting
with
you tonight.
Very good.
All right. Thanks, guys.
Well, good
All
luck,
right,
honey.
Thank you.
All right.
All right, bye.
Call us back.
Bye.
Bye.
Oh, wonderful. So exciting.
You know, I should, before we go on to our next caller, I'd like to say, Jorianne, I don't know if you know about this. I'm not sure if I discussed this with you, but at the same place that I have this astrology group, it's at the it's here in Wheaton, and it's the Theosophical Society. And I'm not trying to plug them, but I love that place, and it's a great place.
But we can. Yep, we can.
Yes.
Sure, we should.
And Theosophical Society, I've been in love with since 1972 when I discovered it. I'm doing something other than astrology there. I'm in this group on the last Wednesday, or the third Wednesday of the month. It's called Therapeutic Touch, or TT. And where you basically, it's much, I got into Reiki because your daughter got down on me to go to a level 2 Reiki. I find Reiki a little bit too complicated for me. TT is much simpler and more, it's not any more, it's not better or worse. It's just a little different. I'm a little bit more comfortable with it. And we work on people who come to the meetings, and people are paired up and we work on each other. And, you know, I can't necessarily say, I think innately we all have healing ability. In my case, I know I have a long way to go before I develop it. But, you know, the journey starts with the first step, you know. But I'm really enjoying enjoying TT and the people that I'm involved with over there. Marilyn is her name. She's the teacher, and she's great. And three of her students help her out to pair off with people and show them how to use or to work with TT. And I guess what I'm doing is I'm plugging Therapeutic Touch, because I really want to become more proactive when it comes to healing. I believe in it. And I'm not talking alternative healing I'm talking about.
Yes, I want to talk just really quickly. Therapeutic Touch years ago was brought out. A lot of the nurses in the hospitals took Therapeutic Touch. So it wasn't like some people look at Reiki and they'll go like, oh, that's very woo-woo. It's you know, East versus the West. It's different than the scientific methodology of healing, which we have all of our doctors and, you know, that sort of thing. So Therapeutic Touch is a different form of healing methodology that some people that aren't into the metaphysic or the pure normal could probably grasp in a different way.
Right.
And really get into also embracing, learning how to heal people energetically.
Yes.
Yeah, so I'm glad you brought it up, because It's just wonderful. So
yeah.
So thank you, Dave. And then if people are interested, another thing you guys can look at is going to the Theosophical Society, which is a huge deal out here in Illinois, you guys. It is in Wheaton, a little farther from me. But they have so many classes and courses, and Dave teaches there. You know, Dave is also available for coming to your place and doing astrology lecturing and speaking and stuff like that if you have a group of people. So so much that Dave has to offer. So, Dave, once again, please tell our listeners. We're going to go to another caller now, but can you tell people how they can reach you, please?
Yes. The fastest way is just to email me at astro, A-S-T-R-O, Gunning, G-U-N-N-I-N-G, at gmail.com. And I can get just all I do is get your birth information and set up a date, and we can do it either on Zoom or on the phone, either way. And it gives you far more information than what we have time to do on Blog Talk Radio. I mean, I was just looking at your sun sign, which is big, and it's important in and of itself, but there's so much more.
Yeah.
So we don't have time to
so
go into all
more.
Of that. But in a reading, which the first time reading usually gives us around 90 minutes, I give the people a lot of information. And the charts, even if you're out of state, I mail the charts, everything to you, so you'll see it. It's obviously it's better
Beautiful.
To do it one-on-one, but I realize I've done a lot of readings on Zoom because there are people out of state that want to have readings, so that's all we can do. But Zoom is good. I like it.
Yeah. Well, we're going to hop on to our next caller.
Okay.
So let's see who we have online.
Oh,
hi, caller. Who is
Michelle.
This, and where are you calling from?
This is Michelle, and I'm calling from Florida.
Hi, Michelle.
Welcome to the show, Michelle.
Thank you so much.
Yes, ma'am.
I'm kind of – I talked to another psychic, and it seems like all of them were leading towards my ex may end up taking too many pills, overdosing. So I'm really worried about that. I'm like, what can I do to stop it? So, I left him because of the medicine. And I know we've got to hit rock bottom, but there's always that fear in the back of your mind of them overdosing.
Yeah.
And he has been kind of spiraling out of control. So now he's going to be going to Atlanta. His best friend called him, and his wife is dying with cancer. And so he needs help to get her set up on Social Security. But also, they're going to call in hospice. You know, they bring in morphine and stuff.
Right.
And also,
I'm going to tell you, Michelle. Hang on a second, Michelle. Michelle, please hold. I think you have several things going on here. It's really we need to address one situation, basically. And I think, Dave, with Michelle's boyfriend, wouldn't you need his birth date
to
find out the way things look?
Yes.
So, Michelle, what's your boyfriend's birthday, honey?
Okay, it's March the 10th, 1964.
Okay.
Okay, so he's about a 22 degrees Pisces. March 10th, you said?
Yes.
March 10th. Okay, so about a 22 degree Pisces, his sun sign. Neptune is in Pisces. Neptune rules the sign of Pisces, and that's what Neptune is in right now. But it's really not, it shouldn't be affecting his sun sign because it's way past, Neptune's at 29 degrees Pisces right now in the heavens. But your husband, or you, your boy, is that your boyfriend are we speaking about?
Is he, a boyfriend of 11 years.
Okay. So
the
thing that is maybe troubling here is Saturn. Here we go with Saturn again. And Saturn is a challenging planet, but it teaches us discipline. And right now, I'm looking now into July, it's not going to go right over his sun sign because it's at 19 mm-hmm. degrees, and then it starts going retrograde. But even so, it's it's right on his sun sign. In fact, Saturn goes retrograde on the 29th of this month, June 29th, and that's just a few days away. It's going to be stationing. We call that a station point. And it's at 19 Pisces, so it's right near where his sun is. So Saturn is on his sun sign, and that's challenging. It's difficult. And it's going to go away then. It's going to go start going down, down, down. But eventually it's going to start coming back again. So he's really being affected by that more than anything else, I would say. But you do have, or he does have, a fairly good Jupiter coming up in September and October, where Jupiter is squaring his sun. I don't see Jupiter squares as being difficult. But right now, he's right on that Saturn over his sun. And it doesn't mean necessarily death or anything like that, but some difficulties. He feels pressure. He feels maybe he's overworked, or he feels a lot of stress. Is he in a job situation right now? Hello?
Hang on a second. There we go.
Yes.
Michelle, is he in a job situation?
Yes, he's had a job for almost 40 years.
And what is that job?
He does propane. Anything to do with propane.
Okay. Is he having a difficult time with the company or his boss or his own health, other than the drugs?
He's his own boss.
Oh, he's his own boss. Okay.
Yeah.
And has that, nevertheless, has it been stressful in his work?
I mean, I think all jobs can be a little bit stressful.
Sure, but maybe more so than usual.
I think it's more stressful when he does drugs, because he gets agitated, he gets irate.
So, we see a lot of people with pain and stress, they'll take drugs. And the more the pain, the more the drugs, unfortunately. What kind of drugs are we talking about?
Years ago he liked butabatol, but now he likes Lortabs.
I don't know what that is. Is that medication or is that for pain? Or?
Yes, it's a narcotic.
Oh, narcotic. Oh, boy. Okay, See, he's a Pisces. And Pisces, I don't know his whole chart, but Pisces tend to be very much drawn into, I'm not saying every Pisces, because most aren't, but some Pisces are drawn into drugs and alcohol, especially when they're stressed. And Pisces, I don't know if you've noticed this about him, because I don't know his whole chart, but Pisces people, some of them that I know, they say that seem to have one foot on the earth plane and one foot on the other side, if you know what I mean. It's like they're not always here. And they need grounding, okay? So if you're able to ground him in some way, help him ground, I think that's the best help he can get right now, is to watch him make, and you know when he's on drugs or not. I don't want to be a therapist here, but he needs a shoulder to lean upon, probably yourself or someone else, I don't know, because of the stress of the job and maybe the stress of losing his wife, obviously that's probably even more intense. It's not easy for him right now. He needs people around him to hold him up. Is he going to therapy at all?
No, he refuses to go to therapy. And
why?
I think his family's just enabling him because they're just ignoring it, you know.
Yeah, that's not good.
Mm-hmm.
If you can urge him, as long as maybe you went with him, if you could urge him to get into some kind of addictive counseling sessions, that's the best thing for him, because the more stressed he is and the more he avoids helping himself with something like that, addiction counseling or whatever, it's going to be even more stress for you then, you see. So you, if you can in some way, I mean, we'll be praying for you and your boyfriend, but he needs, I feel like he needs somebody to lean on. Jorianne, you want to take over from here?
What's your boyfriend's name, Michelle? Just the first name.
His name is Larry, and he's moved out of the house for like 3 months now.
Whoops, we couldn't hear you. It disconnected somehow.
Oh, his name is Larry, and he's been moved out of the house for about 3 months.
Yeah, it's really weird. We're having, now this is kind of interesting because the whole conversation has been completely clear up until we asked for his name.
Can you hear me now?
So
are you?
My thought with your, you know, your boyfriend, sometimes people have certain lessons that they're supposed to be down here learning. And I think what Dave saw in his chart is very significantly important, is that he's being challenged right now. But I also liked hearing that, I think you said Jupiter, Dave, I don't recall for sure, but that something very positive is coming up for him in the future,
yes,
which will probably give him a lot more strength to deal with
right.
the addiction that he's fighting.
Yes, that's the Jupiter squaring his sun. And that, and I said it, I think it's in, let me just check here real quick. Yeah, that's going to be in September. He's got Jupiter squaring his sun, so he should get a, he should be a little bit more uplifted with that. But right now he needs, I guess he needs you. And he needs help, if he can get help.
Mm-hmm.
If you can convince him to go to therapy and to counseling. And if he doesn't, well, I don't know what else
you
he can do.
Force, you can't force him. Yeah.
No.
You can't. You
no,
can't.
Right.
Yeah.
And how much do we know
that saying? You can't.
You can lead a horse to water, but you can't make him drink.
And then somebody
says
that
you
can put salt in his oats.
Can I say something?
There you go. Yeah, go ahead.
I asked him to leave because of the drugs, and he did, and he packed his stuff up, and he's been gone like 3 months, and I told him I would reconsider our relationship after his recovery. That day that he packed stuff up, I asked him if he was going to go to counseling, and he says no. So, I mean, it's like I've tried, and I don't know what else I can do.
Yeah, that's, well, like Jorianne said.
Sometimes
you, can,
you can't.
You can't.
Yeah.
Some, if that's their decision. You can't drag him there. I mean, he's like, no, he's an adult. But, yeah, he
yeah.
maybe he hits, has to hit bottom before he can climb back up. I don't know. I don't know his
yeah.
chart. But I think you're doing
yeah.
a lot for him. But don't let this, if I know this is not easy to do, but don't let his situation get you down. You got to stay strong for yourself and for the people that you love, the family, whatever, your friends and all that. So you need to stay strong.
And keep praying
whatever
for him.
Yes, and we'll keep, and we will. And despite his situation, we will all be there helping him with prayer. And you need to, without, you know, you don't want to overwhelm a Pisces. You just tell them what they need and what they should do, and then you leave it alone. Because if you give them, if you constantly, and I'm not saying that you're badgering him because I don't think you are, but if he hears it from too many people at once, Pisces will tend to escape. That's their big, that's their one big drawback, is they tend to escape when things get very, very difficult. And drugs can be an escape for them.
That's what drugs are.
Yeah.
Yes, that's what drugs are. So here's the thing. They always say that you might want this for the person, but unless they want it for themselves, that's where the real big deal is. They've got to want it for themselves. You can want it and want it all you want, but they have got to want it for themselves. So, Michelle,
right.
good luck, the best of luck. And then if you want to give us a call back later on, let us know what's happening, or You can even call for yourself and ask for questions for yourself. But thank you so much for calling in tonight.
And
we are
going
to go to our next caller.
We will be praying. We will be praying for Larry and you too.
Yeah. Yes. And God bless you. Okay. Let's see who our next caller is. Hi, caller. Who is this? And where are you calling from? Hi, are you there?
Hello.
Hello.
Yes. Hi.
Hi.
And what
hi,
is your
is Tina?
Tina. Okay.
Hi. I'm sorry. I didn't realize you'd answered. This is Tina. My birthday's 8/11. Torianne, I had a private reading with you a few months ago, and you predicted that I would get what was a long shot of a big promotion, and I got it.
Yes.
And I'm just curious.
If, yes.
Yeah, thank you. You were dead on. And
thank
I'm just
you.
Curious if you think that I it's a tough job. I mean, it pays a lot, and I'm paying for it. Am I going to make it
yep.
with this job?
Torianne, I'll leave that to
well,
you.
Well, Dave,
because
can
you're...
you actually –
Well,
okay, I was going to say, what do you see in the cards? But so this is what I can say. Tina, when I feel your energy, does it feel like you're capable of doing it? Yes, ma'am, entirely it feels like you're capable. You have to shift
okay.
your consciousness. It feels like you've got to shift your consciousness from what you know yourself to be from the past into anything's possible in the future. And, you know, when you look at and you admire, because sometimes we fall short on some self-esteem, like, it's like, I don't know if I'm capable. I'm an imposter. I don't know if I can do this. You know,
yeah.
like people think I'm doing, right? People think I'm doing great, but I don't know. So you really want to project yourself out into that new reality and just embrace it and pull it towards you.
Okay.
And what your birthday was August 11th, you said?
11th.
So you're about a
August
21. 11th. You're a Leo.
Yeah.
And you're about a 21 degree Leo. And I will say this, that Jupiter is climbing up in the sign of Gemini. It's been doing that since the end of May. And it's going to actually go all the way up to 21 degrees of Gemini. And
okay.
then into 20 degrees of Gemini, and it's going to be sextiling your sun. So you're going to, from now until then, Jupiter's just going to be getting more and more closer to making a sextile, which is a good aspect, to your sun. And it's really going to peak in September. So
okay.
good news for you in September, because it's Jupiter sextiling your sun. Mm-hmm. And that's pretty much the basic things with the outer planet. So even though it's a little, it's a few months away,
mm-hmm.
you know, it's getting stronger
okay.
and stronger. It'll definitely help you, give you more
okay.
confidence.
Mm-hmm. Okay. Okay. Well, that would be great. Thank you
yeah.
guys so much.
You're welcome.
Hey, congratulations, Tina.
Oh,
mm-hmm.
and thank you for the great prediction. That was awesome. Thank you.
Yeah.
All right.
Remember, you did all the footwork. You did all the footwork.
yeah.
Well, you were right. It was a long shot. So thank you, Torianne, and
go.
Thank you, Dave. You guys
You're
take
welcome.
Care.
You too.
Right.
Good luck.
Bye-bye.
So
Call
awesome
us back.
Goodness. Yes. Beautiful, beautiful. So, Dave, I got to tell you, when I think about some of these changes that we're coming into, like you're saying, we're talking about Pluto going into Aquarius. I
mm-hmm.
don't know. We started talking about how it's not just going to impact each of us individually, but how it's going to impact the world. And
mm-hmm.
I don't know if you had a chance to really elaborate on that. Could you really go into that a little bit for us?
Yeah, and that's a good question. I actually think there are going to be some major advances in the sciences, because Aquarius has everything to do with science.
Mm-hmm.
Let's see what else. I'm wondering if we're going to see right now the planet is in need of healing. That's how I see it.
Yes.
And a lot of people,
yes,
I've talked to feel the same way. And mm-hmm, I think we're coming to a critical point, all right, with people. Mm-hmm. I mean, there's so much anger out there and so much violence and people getting totally off center and wild over the most trivial things. I was, just to give you an example, we had a meeting, an astrology meeting, another group that I'm a part of. I'm not always there, but it's on Tuesday nights, last Tuesday of the month, and we meet at Panera restaurant. And
okay,
we talk astrology at the table and anything and everything that comes to our mind. So they close, you know, 9, 10 o'clock, somewhere in that range, and we were leaving. We were talking outside, and here comes this guy. He pulls up in his car. He comes out, and he's banging on the door, wanting to get in. The doors were already locked. There was nobody there, and he got the wrong food. He ordered some food. I forget what it was, and he got the wrong thing, and there was one girl that worked there who was just about to get into her car, and he was kind of, not yelling, but telling him, you know, we're closed and, you know, sorry about the fact that we got the order wrong, but you should come back tomorrow. Mm-hmm. And he's like going on and on, well, what am I going to do about this now, today? What can you do for me? And he was really angry. I mean, it was just something
mm-hmm.
so trivial
mm-hmm.
that was causing him to blow up like that. And I just think a yeah. lot of people are in pain, not just physically, but emotionally
mm-hmm.
and mentally. I mean, we've all gone through that at one time or another. But
yeah.
trying
yeah.
to stay centered is, and I'm not saying I didn't act like that, but I've had my moments
mm-hmm.
where I got
yeah.
upset about something.
As am I.
And,
as
yeah,
am I.
And,
yep.
Yeah, and it's, I'm not, we were standing right there. He was right next to all of us. I didn't, I didn't start yelling back at him because I know that I'm not going to do it, that kind of thing, and get involved with that because I've had my own moments, you know, in the past. I haven't for a long, long time. But this is the kind of thing I see. You see road rage on the highways
mm-hmm.
and anywhere,
mm-hmm.
everywhere. And, of course, you see these
mm-hmm.
mass shootings going on. People, for whatever reason that they're angry, I think it really has to do with pain and not being able to let go of pain.
Yeah.
The planet
and not
is
necessarily
in need of healing.
Not necessarily the situation that's being presented also. It can be
right.
something that is so far removed that they are so unconscious about that it could be anything and not
right.
just a presenting situation. Yes.
And I think when Pluto is in Aquarius, when it's finally going to go in there for good, well, for the next 20 years or whatever,
certainly.
Which is starting at the end of this, I think it starts in November when it goes back into Aquarius, and then it's going to stay there for many years. But as you know, as I've explained to you this many times, planets do a retrograde direct motion. They're not actually going backwards and forwards, but from our vantage point, they look like one planet is overtaking another, and that's it's called retrograde motion. But anyways, I'm not going to get into all that right now. But the fact is that once it's in Aquarius and as it's going slowly through the degrees, the 30 degrees of that sign, I think we're going to see advances in healing techniques, not just
mm-hmm,
scientific,
mm-hmm.
but I think we're going to be seeing psychic healings and other than just mainstream medicine, which I think there's going to be advances there too, but we're going to see Pluto and Aquarius is a very dynamic energy because Pluto rules Scorpio, and Scorpio is a square
mm-hmm.
to Aquarius, so that tends to be challenging, but also motivating. So I
mm-hmm.
do see that we're
mm-hmm.
going to see advances in healing. and I think this is, I mean, it's worldwide. And Pluto going into Aquarius affects the entire planet, not just us here in the States. It's the entire world. So we're going to see
advances. So we have a lot of advancements around the world.
In the area of the healing professions, but also in all of the sciences. I think we're going to see a lot of advancements in genome therapy. I think we're going to see...
Now, what is that so people know? What is genome therapy?
It has to do with... I'm not exactly up on this at all, but everybody's eventually, everybody's DNA will be gotten... everybody will have... Everybody at some point in the future, and I could be wrong about this, but they're going to know their DNA. And once you know a person's DNA, they'll be able to figure out exactly what to do for them even long before they get a serious illness. Okay?
Oh, my God, yes, I've heard of that. You can have blood workup done, and they can tell you genetically what you're predisposed to. And, of course, again, as my saying goes, to be forewarned is to be forearmed. And if you can address it before it even comes to that manifestation in the physical world, how sweet is that?
Yes.
How sweet is that?
You hit it.
I've got one more question, Dave. Let me switch.
Yeah.
Let me switch this. Thank you. It's not switching it, but when you say that Pluto is going into Aquarius, we've got 20 years, and it's a slow-moving planet. The thought that just popped into my head was, because there's a lot of people that have the opportunity to do psychological healing, let's say if they had some upsets in their life, we've all had some bumps in the road. Mm-hmm. But do you think because Pluto is moving so slowly that it's really going to help people move along their healing path more kind of graciously, like not rushing into it, but rather going like, oh, like Epiphany here. Epiphany there. It's like, oh, I get it now. I get that now. And then having all of their either childhood or psychological, mental, emotional things just kind of gracefully heal. That's what it sounds like to me.
Yeah, I think you hit it on the head. It's going to be people realizing that healing is taking place, but it's slow.
Yes.
And you have to... Mm-hmm. It's, you know, the only way I think you can get in touch with Pluto is through meditation or hypnosis. I see advances in those things as well, big time. I think I'm trying to think of other things that the only thing that comes to my mind is slow but deep advances in the sciences. And I can't think, what is that science where they go into the deeply into the atom and break down the atom into its quarks and other particles? The thing that they're doing right here at Fermilab, which I'm not too far away from, with these atom smashers, they have these travitons that spin atoms at the speed of light. And they smash them in each other.
I don't think I've heard of this. Wow.
Oh, yeah. This is, and I can't think of the name that it's not, oh, darn, well, I just, maybe somebody who's listening will know. But it's looking into the depths, more getting deeper and deeper into the atom itself. And finding out that I would think there'd be advances there that will help get people, it will help them to heal if we can get into the root causes of things. Root causes has a lot to do with Pluto, getting to the root of things.
Wow.
So.
Wow. Well, I'll tell you what, that's where Gandhi had said himself. I remember one of the things Gandhi said. To be grounded, which is really to be completely yourself at your core, to be grounded and not be trapped in all this ego and identity and stuff that we know ourselves as is to not be a reaction to anything in life. So if you are, like you spoke about that gentleman that came back to the restaurant and he was upset about his food, well, it probably goes a lot deeper than just his food. And he's just not aware of it. But if he could ground himself, then that issue with the food would be nothing to him. He could open up a can of pork and beans, bread and butter, he'd be fine. But there's something else there for him. And it's always that stuff to really to look at when we get upset at something. And I don't even care about saying this for myself. When I was little, so I call myself not a small medium at large. I always laugh and say I'm a medium at large because I'm a full-figured woman. And so I make this joke as I've discovered for myself, food has been an issue for me as I've grown up because it's been a you know, comfort food, stuff like that. And I remembered years ago that we had pizza as a treat in our family when we were little. And I've even spoken about this recently with my brothers and my brother and my sister. And so we were laughing about it. We got the treat of pizza. Well, one night I fell asleep and I woke up and I was like, where's my pizza? And they said, you fell asleep. And we cut it up and we all split it. And I was like, you did what? And at that point, that anchored in. And it was like, that was my treat. I remember as I was growing up, I had to have more than two or three pieces of pizza. It's like, no, I have to have more pizza. But it was pizza. So it's really, we're such funny human beings. I mean, we're hilarious when you look at ourselves.
Mm-hmm. We obsess over the smallest things. Yeah. And I think this guy was saying, in all fairness to this guy, I do remember he said, well, this food is for my wife. You know, but he, nevertheless, you know. Yeah, but nevertheless, you don't have to overreact.
And we don't know. Well, what if she was pregnant? I mean, here's,
I don't know.
This is so funny. So we don't know all the details, right?
No,
and why
no,
it was
no, no.
so important to him, and now he's disappointing his wife. What a great story. That's a really great story. So I just want to let's send some prayers out to that guy and hope that situation got healed. And
Here's the other thing, too, because you asked a really good question about what are we going to see in the world going forward with Pluto and Aquarius. This is something I've always thought about a lot, and I never saw much advances in it. But we may see, because Pluto has to do with the underworld, okay? And when it was first discovered, they talked about Hades and all that. But it has to do with underneath the surface of the Earth. And we may see more earthquakes, more violent earthquakes. But the thing I'm trying to point to is that maybe some of these, we may be seeing more underground, under the sea earthquakes. And possibly, I'm hoping for this, is that we will see the city of Atlantis arise up in the waters to the surface.
Amazing.
I mean, I don't know if that's going to happen or not. I'm not predicting it because I don't know. But I would love to see that because we will discover, if that happens, we just may discover that Atlantis was a very advanced in the sciences, okay?
Yes.
In fact, maybe more advanced than even we are, okay?
Yeah, currently.
I think they have, one of the things that is big right now is laser therapy and working with laser lights and things. And apparently some of the books I read, and I don't know if this is true or not, but they were very advanced in lasers as a form of healing like we do today. We use that or chemo with cancer. And it also is a weapon, too, of course, that can be used in warfare. Mm-hmm. So there's always a double-edged sword, as you know. But we may see things along those lines, too. Maybe. Don't know for sure. But it's a very volatile combination. And volatility produces what I would call breakthroughs in sciences and the arts and everything. And breakthroughs are important because it puts us into another more advanced state. So if these things happen, it wouldn't surprise me with Pluto going into Aquarius.
Yeah. You know, it's really fun. I don't know why I'm suddenly thinking aliens. It just popped into my head. I really wonder if we're going to have any progress around anything around aliens. They're going to be coming forward in this next 20 years. I mean, how exciting would that be?
What, I can't remember the movie. It was with Harrison Ford, the Indiana Jones's movies. I think it might have been more recent. The one where they were going into South America and they had the crystal skulls and everything. And there was this alien spaceship underneath the Earth that came up and went and flew away or whatever. Underground things that are hiding underneath the surface always come up. Under Pluto, things that are hiding, secrets, things like that. There are so many secrets in the world. The Vatican has a lot of secrets. I think we're going to see secrets that have always been there, that are going to come to the surface, and make themselves. People will become aware of their appearance coming up out from. Underneath the earth, underneath the waves, or just buried in books and other things that are out there that are going to be, I see maybe, hopefully, the Vatican opening its doors and library. I don't even think the Cardinals even know what's going on there, but
have to have more time to talk about this stuff because now we're really getting into even more tasty, tantalizing different topics here, which we really should, even with astrology, Dave, really just dig in and have a great conversation about this. Hey, I'm going to tell you guys, thank you for everything. It's time. Dave, it's time. I can't believe it. It's been an hour and a half. It always flies by so fast when we're together.
Yes.
So I want to say thank you to all of our listeners. Thank you for all of our callers, Michelle in Florida. Tina, we love you guys. We love everyone that's called tonight. Kathy, we had Kimberly that was online waiting to chat, but she had to step off. And I guess I don't know what the guffaw was that had happened with me getting this out, but something happened. And I just
callers? Were there any other callers waiting to get on?
Nope, we got to everybody. To everybody. And so, Dave, can you just give your number out, your contact information one more time so our listeners can call you for a full in-depth reading?
I can give you a much, much more in-depth reading. And speaking of Pluto, which rules Scorpio, I'm a Scorpio rising, so you're going to get some in-depth, sometimes esoteric information from me. My contact is Astro Gunning, A-S-T-R-O-G-U-N-N-I-N-G, Astro Gunning at SBC, I'm sorry, that's the old one, at gmail.com. And we can, if you give me your birth information, I could do a chart, do a 1 year's prediction ahead. That's what I do. 1 year ahead from the time we do the reading, we can do it on Zoom, we can do it on over the phone. I would love to talk with you and take your questions in the reading, and we can get into it. My first time readings are usually long because it involves so much, and I try to be thorough.
Mm-hmm.
So it's a conversation between me and the client, but there's a lot more information that we are able to do right here. So
beautiful.
Contact me
if
you wish.
I'll tell you what, it's worth it, you guys. It's worth it. I've known Dave for a long time, and the stuff that Dave has shared has been very insightful, helpful, and right on the money. So we love you guys, and Dave, I hope you'll join us again. We always see you on the last Thursday of the month.
Right.
So
we'll meet again.
We'll go ahead and all right. Big hugs, everybody. All right. Love y'all. All right.
Good night.
Good night.
Bye.